Hey everybody, I hope you're enjoying your night. This is one of my songs, it's called Always. My love, so unpredictable. Your lips, simply too kissable. If I knew just the ways you were despicable, you wouldn't seem so beautiful to me. Be so beautiful to me. You will always be so beautiful to me. Myself feeling invisible. Oh, here I hide. Deep down inside, I know that stars like yours and mine don't intertwine. But you will always be beautiful to me. You will always be so beautiful to me. Time is nowhere near when you're here, my dear. When you're gone, days just drag on and on. That's neither here nor there. You're never anywhere I can find, but in my mind. You will always be so beautiful to me. Sometimes I think we're all a little strange, the way we try to keep our lives arranged. Houses in a row prove some have control. Just one push and we'll all fall like dominoes. Talk the way they lie, the way they laugh, the way they cry, the way they love, the way they live, the way they hate, the way they die. I wanna tell everyone around. Might keep their hearts bottled inside some ripped cages. Don't let in the light. The way they talk, the way they lie, the way they laugh, the way they cry, the way they love, the way. understand why I sit making plans. Though I try to speak, fear becomes loud, growling here in the crowd. I know I need some help. I'd stand alone if I could stand myself. Myself, but I can't understand why I sit making my plans. Though I try, I might as well just die. Don't speak, fear becomes loud, growling here in the crowd. I know I need some help. I'd stand alone if I could stand myself. How's it going, Ben? Thank you, everybody. That was another track of mine. It was called The Way They Try, and it's going to be on my EP, which is coming out in the new year. And I'm still looking for distribution and promotion, but Frontside seems to be interested, so hopefully you'll be hearing it across university stations in the new year. This is another song of mine, and it's called Knife Back In. By laughter, I slip into a dream. I'm forsaking ever waking for my own reality. Are you all right? Do you need advice? Said I feel fine. Are you alright? Do you need advice? Said I feel fine. Call me friend and put the knife back in. Walls are rising, trying to hide me so no one else can see what I've become. Completely undone, so torn at the seams. Are you all right? Do you need advice? Said I feel fine. You've done enough is all I can reply. Are you all right? Do you need advice? Said I feel fine. Call me friend. Put the knife back in. Call me friend. Put the knife back in.
Art Cannon live on CITR. Hello.
How's it going, Ben?
Great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Thanks for coming out tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a bit, I guess, about how you get started in music. You're from the island, Vancouver.
Yep,
Island.
That's right.
Whereabouts?
From Nanuse Bay.
Oh, yeah. I don't actually know much about the island of Vancouver.
It's kind of between Parksville and Nanaimo.
Yeah.
It's like right in the middle.
Yeah. So is it like by the water by any chance?
Or? Yeah, it's right out in the water, yeah.
Yeah. How big of a place is it?
There's a... maybe 1,000 people.
1,000 people. So it's small. It's a small town.
Pretty small, yeah.
Do you kind of almost know everyone? Not really. I mean, you can't know 1,000, but you could.
There weren't a lot of kids my age around Facebook. Actually,
yeah.
To be honest,
they're not
of,
eh?
Newlyweds and nearly deads, yeah, on the island.
Like how many people were like in your class when you were graduating, I guess, or whatever?
425.
Yeah, that was the same
year, and I think it was like 120 grads or something like that.
Yeah, that's not too bad. That's quite a bit of people.
Yeah, quite a few.
That's all right. And you played music, guitar, I guess, since you were younger? Or when did you start
just
playing?
Just for the last 5.5 years.
5.5 years, yeah.
Yeah. And I started in high school, and I moved out to Edmonton with a buddy of mine to do some, like, punk and grunge stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. And that got me to go looking for a bass player to put together a proper band.
Right.
And I went to Penticton, and the bass player I found was from a band there called The Pasties.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of them at all. They're a big local act, yeah. And they're always playing at Voodoo's and Fibonacci's. I think the lead singer, Rob Bodie, is doing something over in Nelson now.
Right, nice.
Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's cool. Sorry. So you start out being more kind of punk and that kind of music. Did you move to Edmonton more for the music, or was it for another reason, just to get out of town?
It was more so for the music.
Really, eh?
And there's a pretty cool little scene there. I mean, like, the winters are colder, maybe the seats are closer together in the bars, and so people, you know, jam out a lot more,
right?
It seems like.
Was it easy for you to, like, did you know people in Edmonton before you moved there, or how was it easy to...
It was easy. I knew quite a few people in Edmonton.
Yeah. Already, eh?
Yeah.
How come? Just
I went to a school that was, like, international.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, very nice. And but now you are in Vancouver, or
yep. I went here to UBC for psychology.
Yeah,
and I got involved with CITR just by volunteering, and then I decided to drop psychology and to just pursue my music. And I've done these recordings, and I'm out playing almost every night. You can catch me some pretty regular nights. I do our Tuesdays at Corduroy and Sundays at Derby.
Oh, very nice. But your music now, I guess, is not so much punk anymore.
No, I went back to the stuff that I used to like a lot more.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit of a sucker for structures. I'm a big Beatles fan.
Right.
Which doesn't always go over well when you come into the independent radio scene.
Yeah.
But
most people like the Beatles. You can't really... I don't know. No one really hates... Well, actually, no, that's true. Everyone hates everything. But generally speaking, people don't hate the Beatles, I think, anyways. So yeah, like how do you get your inspirations for your songs? What do you tell, like, stories about your life, or just or do you write the music first and put words to it?
There are all stories, but I don't think music should be metaphor deaf. Mm-hmm. Everything's based about my real life, but I like to think that my listeners are smart and they can understand the things that I'm trying to tell them.
Right. Cool. So. So you played at Darby's, like, is it every, like, what, when did
every
they?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
The guy, Dave from Hey Ocean, actually hosts, like, a mic there.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So there's some good players.
That's
Don
a place
Alder comes out.
Well, nice.
And, yeah, he's not one of the top 3 finger-picking guitarists in the world, but he's not very famous in Canada for some reason.
Oh, nice.
I'm not really sure why. He has millions of hits on YouTube videos in America.
Oh, yeah? But, cool. I don't know him either, but... So yeah, that's a place on 4th and McDonald, right?
4th and McDonald.
Very nice.
That's right.
Yeah, was it easy for you to get gigs like that, or just get playing, or did you know people already, or did you just bring your guitar and just be like,
that night's actually just an open mic, and I just like going because people are particularly nice.
Oh yeah.
But as for gigs, it is pretty easy. There's a really good community in Vancouver, and I feel like the scene's, you know, going up. I've been booking with, like, John Pippas. I went to do gig at Trees Coffee House.
Oh, right, nice.
And I'm looking at doing some gigs in the marketplaces in Coquitlam. And
nice.
Yeah. And then the next year, I'm hoping to do more gigs at UBC and out across the rest of Canada.
Yeah. Was it hard to go, like, full-time into, well, or, you know, drop, well, I guess, get out of UBC, I guess, and just go pursue your music? Was it scary, or was it...
It was scary, but I understand that life's about making connections and trying to make the people around you happy, and I think I found I was really lucky in that I found something I was passionate about and I can help people with, and I just like doing it.
Very nice. Good job.
It was an easy job.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thanks for coming out. We're live on CITR with Art Cannon, and you got more songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Songs for us. Awesome.
Speaking of the Beatles, this is actually a Beatles cover off of Revolver. It's called For No One. You wake up, she makes up, takes her time to carry on, then she's gone, 'cause she doesn't need you.
Your day breaks, your mind aches, you find it hard to carry on. Then she's gone, you won't forget her. But in her eyes you see nothing, no signs of love, only those tears cried for no one. A love that could have lasted years. She goes home, comes out, says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she won't forget him. In her eyes you see nothing, no signs of love, only those tears cried for no one. Love that could have lasted years. She goes home, comes out, says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she won't forget him. In her eyes he sees nothing, no signs of love, only those tears cried for no one. Love that could have lasted years.
There's an original of mine, it's called Cocoon. The song's about insecurity.
Well, I don't wanna be living in a reality where everyone but me seems to know exactly where my life will lead. Thought my dreams were something only I could see. Watch my world get sucked inside, to where my thoughts and fears collide, to who I am. Is the shell of a broken man. Every day, letting my whole world just slip away. Can't always be okay. When my time is done, will I watch my world get sucked inside, to where my thoughts and fears collide, that who I am is the shell of a broken man. If I knew exactly who I was, would I know that I'm not enough? No, very soon will my cocoon become a husk of who I am. My skin to become free, and I'll become free to become me. Watch my world get sucked inside, to where my thoughts and fears collide, that who I am of a broken man.
Thank you, everybody. This is a new song that I've just actually started writing this week. I'm kind of debating whether to play it or not. But here it goes. Oh, I know, feel it in my soul. Watch it, but you know, you're far too good for me. At least you think I could never recognize feelings you hide. Stop telling yourself lies. Stop telling yourself lies. Invite me to your house at night to fix your crying eyes. In your bed I'm safe and warm. Understand I'm in the eye of the storm. I know. Oh no, oh I know, I feel it in my soul. I want you, but you know, you're far too good for me. At least you think I never recognize feelings you hide. Stop telling yourself lies. Stop telling yourself lies. Shh, I've already heard every little word that you have gotta say. Now come here, listen, it's my turn. Hear me, babe. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I feel it in my soul. I want you, but you know you're far too good for me. At least you think I never recognize feelings you hide. Stop telling yourself lies. Stop telling yourself lies. Oh no, feel it in my soul. Want you, but you know, you're far too good for me. At least you think I could never recognize feelings you hide. Stop telling yourself lies.
Art Canyon live on CITR. So you said you recorded, the album is recorded.
The album is indeed recorded.
But you just released...
We did three tracks, and I just wanted to give them out to my friends and whatnot. But we had some interest in possibly sending it out across the country, and lots of radio stations don't accept CDs with less than three songs.
Right.
So okay. We went and did three more just recently, and they've just been finished.
Okay, very nice. Were they recorded at the same place? At different...
They were recorded at different places. The first round was recorded at Fleetwood Sound over in Surrey. And we did the second round, kind of upgraded a little bit and moved to the warehouse.
Right. Do they sound different since they recorded at different times, different place? Or do you think they go well together?
I think they sound different, but the way that we recorded them and the kind of the way the songs that we picked and the way we structured the album, I think works really nicely.
Yeah. Did you kind of put the three songs together or just kind of separated them in the order?
Well, we did the first three songs, and I basically wrote it to try and show maximum diversity and kind of keep the energy high and have it a fun thing for my friends to listen to. Mm-hmm. And so with the next three, it was actually really easy to just create songs that use more things like syncopation and get into doing dancier stuff and kind of crossing over a bit.
Awesome. Any plans? So I guess you said we want to send it across the country. So is it in plans or maybe to go across the country at some point?
Yes.
To play some shows?
That would be nice. It kind of depends on the listeners out there and how much they support me. And
right.
But ultimately, I'm hopefully looking to be playing music everywhere.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, this is like just being a solo artist, it's not as difficult sometimes as like a 10-piece band.
Sometimes it's not. In fact, it was definitely, things got quite a bit easier because I was already organizing all the shows and doing all the contact info for my last few bands, and when I just had to do it for myself and I don't have to carry the drummer's equipment as well as my own, it's just one less thing.
Yeah. Right. Have you ever done any sort of touring or have you even traveled by yourself? I mean, that's only thing, because if you go across the country, like, you could be by yourself more or less, you know, for a month or something, or a couple of weeks.
I've been by myself for quite a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no problems.
It's not really an issue.
It's not going to be an issue, yeah.
Thankfully, though, I've actually got two friends here with me in the studio today. Right. I've got my buddy CJ and my friend Desiree over there.
Very nice. Yeah. The audience. Fantastic. Yeah, I'm just like in terms of, you know, yeah, just going to a new strange city by yourself. It should be fine.
Yeah.
You're good. I am going to play a song that you have recorded. Is there one that I should be playing?
Why don't you do the one that we just heard recently, Cocoon?
All right, awesome. So we'll play Cocoon on off the recording. And this is the newer one recording or an older?
This is one from the Fleetwood Sound.
Fleetwood Sound one, awesome. Yep. Cocoon, and we'll come back after Cocoon and hear another live track from
Arcanum.
Thank you. Album by Art Canyon, who is live with us right now in studio. What's the website that people can go to get a hold of?
You can get a hold of the things on soundcloud.com/artkenyon or myspace.com/artkenyon, but you should add me on Facebook if you're interested, and I'd love to answer any of your questions about whatever.
Okay, awesome. Any upcoming shows?
I'm actually about to go away for a little bit, and just kind of hunker down for planning the release of this album.
Right.
And but I'll be back January 1st in Vancouver.
Okay, awesome. Whereabouts are you going? Some secret place?
I'm gonna a couple secret places.
Awesome.
Imaginary places.
That's awesome. Are you ready for one more song, maybe?
Yeah.
And what's the song about?
The song is called "This Girl's Trouble." It's another song from the EP, and it's about It's a double entendre.
Right.
So okay. I'm not going to really give it away. All right, for you.
Awesome. Do you by any chance have a name for your upcoming album, if you have thought of it yet?
It's likely going to be called Cocoon.
Cocoon, okay. Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah, and we've actually got some artwork already lined up from a guy named Troy Gua, who did this thing called Chrysalis, and it's this house wrapped in shrink wrap, which is kind of cool to juxtapose the idea of shipping and movement with security in the home.
So it's a photo of, I guess he actually did a house.
He actually took a house and parceled it up in shrink wrap and then took a photo.
Regular sized house.
Like a regular sized house that they were going to demolish in Seattle, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then.
And I just randomly found the photo and emailed him, and he liked my music. So.
Oh, very nice. So it's pictures of this house, I guess, that's shrink wrapped.
Yeah, that's okay. Going to be the album cover, so you can keep an eye out for that.
And is the album going to be shrink wrapped?
No, save the environment.
Awesome. Art Cannon live in CITR. Thanks for coming out. And you got one more song.
All right, thank you very much. Was a girl named Sue who said that she loved me till her life was through, and I believed her. I believed her, but now I can see irrevocably this inevitability. Sue would be the death of me. This girl's trouble more than you'll ever know. This girl's trouble. She looked like you. Her eyes said I lie, but her body said I tell the truth. And I believed her. I believed her. But now I can see irrevocably this inevitability. Sue would be the death of me. This girl's trouble, more than you'll ever know. This girl's trouble. I can see irrevocably this inevitability. Sue would be the death of me.
Art Cannon live on CITR. Thank you very much for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
And
again,
everyone who want to get a hold of him, you can go to soundcloud.com/artcannon. It's ArtKenyon. Or MySpace, or do a quick search on the Google, whatever. I'm sure you'll find it. Facebook,
stalk me.
Yeah, Facebook, stalk me. Me too, yeah. And him. You'll be back in town in January. I'm sure there'll be tons of shows. And hopefully the new CD will come out around that time.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Anything else you want to add? All good?
Nope. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you're all enjoying your drives back home.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks, Irene, for sound support.
Oh, and thanks to my friends for tuning in. I know some people are tuning in Montreal and Toronto right now.
Hello out there in Montreal. Up next is Ochre with Funk My Life. Stick around for that. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
I wanna find me a whole new world, a whole new world at the end.